The next Shriver Hall Concert Series programme will be presenting a couple of debuts, in fact, the Miro Quartet and the pianist Shai Wozner. And this will be at 5:30 p.m. as usual at Shriver Hall on the Homewood campus of Johns Hopkins University on Sunday the 15th. And in the WBJC studio to talk about this concert is the Shriver Hall Concert Series Executive Director Stephen Jacobson. I was interested to see that the Miro Quartet started out their life from the Oberlin Conservatory. It's so interesting how often groups come together in that way and then really just blossom once they graduate.
Yes, a lot of string quartets have obscure beginnings, if you will, and they form this early bond for musicians get together, usually to read some chamber music and just play together for the joy of making music together, and something grabs hold, and they decide this is what they're going to do, and the lucky ones, like the Miro Quartet, go on to long careers.
They've really built up a wonderful reputation. And in a wonderful piece of serendipity, I noticed that the Israeli-born pianist Shai Wozner actually studied at the Juilliard with Emmanuel Ax, who will be appearing on the series later. So that's a wonderful connection there.
Yes, absolutely. Shai Wozner is definitely a protege of Mr. Ax.
So let's have a look at the program then, starting with the Franz Schubert, the Piano Sonata number 13.
And this is just a wonderfully delicate and beautiful example of Schubert at his best. It's a work that's very economic in its means. It's a shorter work, his shortest sonata written for piano. And it's just such delicate melodies and expressive singing quality, yet it's for the piano.
And then moving on to Beethoven. So it's a really wonderful, substantial program. Schubert, Beethoven, Brahms, just really what's not to love about this. And one of the Opus 18 string quartets?
Correct. This is the last of the Opus 18 string quartets, the first group of string quartets that Beethoven wrote. And what's really special about this quartet is you have this transition in the last movement from the classical language that was established by Haydn in the string quartet literature. And Beethoven mastered that by the time he wrote this sixth quartet. And in the last movement, he all of a sudden takes us to a world that foreshadows what his music is going to become. And it's very advanced language, very romantic, harmonic changes that are akin to almost Wagner.
And then after the interval, bringing together the pianist and string quartet with the piano quintet by Brahms, which had such an interesting evolution. He couldn't quite seem to decide what kind of piece he wanted it to be.
That's correct. His first version of the quintet was actually written for two pianos, and he wasn't happy with that. And Brahms is notorious, of course, for working and reworking his pieces and obsessing over every detail. And this one had a very long gestation period, but ultimately he found the perfect combination of the string quartet with piano added on. And this is really one of the works that just is such a perfect example of Brahms at his very best. The piece is really a monument to his creative process and abilities, as well as a monument to chamber music in general.
It's a marvelous program, a program of Schubert, Beethoven, and Brahms being presented by the Miro Quartet, along with pianist Shai Wozner. And this will be at Shriver Hall at 5:30 on Sunday the 15th. For more information, the web address is shriverconcerts.org. And it's been my pleasure to be speaking with the Shriver Hall Concert Series Executive Director, Stephen Jacobson. Thanks again so much for coming in.
Thanks so much, Judith, and happy holidays.